Hey, hey. That's what it do, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Welcome to the Madhouse today. Hopefully y'all got y'all canoe, y'all kayak, and y'all yacht, and y'all made it through yesterday. Whoa, it was a storm that came through here. When God and the marching band come through, they come through, boy. And they did. They came through yesterday. We had floods. We had tornadoes. School, CMS is on a two-hour delay today. It's crazy. We got more details on all that inside your Madhouse this morning. But yes, waking up this morning, CMS is on a two-hour delay due to flooding in some areas. Some areas didn't get hit that hard, but other areas, whoo, they went through it and still going through it this morning. Today's high is actually going to be 49 is the official high for the day. It's a little warmer than that right now, but it's going to taper off, and it's going to stay right around 49 due to cloud cover, more rain in the forecast this morning. And it's a high wind advisory this morning. So, ladies, make sure them wigs and them weaves is tight this morning. You take them kids to the bus stop, because, yep, it's a high wind advisory. Boy, I thought somebody was coming through the screen, man. I was like, what is that? It was crazy. That wind was blowing. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
You made it through?
Made it through.
You goo tight?
It was something.
But, yeah.
I sat up there and I sort of watched through my window yesterday. And I mean, full trees just swaying back and forth. It was crazy. Got a little bit of hail over in my area. Not only are Charlotte Mecklenburg schools closed, a lot of schools
two-hour delay.
Two-hour delay. A lot of them are on two-hour delay. If you want to see a full listing of those, I have them up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica.
Yep. Make sure y'all check that out, as well as be careful with them kids this morning.
It's windy outside.
It's a high wind advisory till about 7:30 this morning. You got to be dealing with that high wind advisory. So you might be driving and feel your car start this way too, because that wind is strong enough to move a car this morning. My car actually got swayed a little bit this morning. And if you're driving them SUVs, that wind could get up under it and make it move. So wind, water, all that. It's crazy out there this morning. And in some areas, there are down power lines and down trees.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful out there when you drive in, and watch out for kids, deer, squirrels, cows, in that order. Also in the bed, how's with us this morning? Y'all see what's up, the comedian. Baby!
I say good morning.
Everybody in the water.
Good morning.
Everybody in the
good
tree.
Good morning.
Everybody working.
Good morning.
And everybody out here in
good
Charlotte, man.
Morning.
What up, Burb? How you feeling in the morning?
What's happening? It's Friday, so I'm always good.
What was going down in Cabarrus County with the weather, man?
They're closed today. Cabarrus County schools are absolutely closed. We got that notification like 3 o'clock yesterday.
Mm.
They said they're shutting down all of Cabarrus County schools because a lot of the back roads and the creeks are flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So the bus routes, the buses can't get to the students the normal way that they go. So they just shut down school altogether.
And over there, the mountains, Ashe County, they're not even closed due to weather. They're closed due to a flu outbreak.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they got a big flu outbreak up. You know, our station actually gets to Ashe County, so they're dealing with a big flu outbreak down in the mountains in Ashe County. So yeah,
Anson County, Stanley County, Cabarrus County, all of those in Ashe County, like you said, Larry, are all closed today.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland County is on a 3-hour delay. Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, Fort Mill, Avery County, Burke County, Caldwell County, Catawba County, Lincoln County, Cherokee County, Gaston County, Iredell Statesville Schools, Watauga, and Hickory Public Schools are all on a 2-hour delay.
And Rock Hill, also on a 2-hour delay.
And Rock Hill, yes.
If you have any questions about, you know, what your school is on, you can always call us inside the Madhouse. We got you. You know we got your back. All right, let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. My big dog, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Another Valera, the morning man. How's Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B? 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 49. If you're leaving at the house right now, it's about 51 degrees, but it's going to drop off and stay right near 49. More rain chances for this morning, about a 40% chance of rain showers in and around the area. Flooding still out there, so be careful on your driving this morning. Watch out for down trees. Watch out for down power lines as you make your way in to wherever you're going this morning, whether you're going to take your kids to school, you're going to work, be careful out there on your drive. All right, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It is time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
What?
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. Y'all make sure y'all pay attention for your chance to win Millennium Tour tickets. Omarion gonna be there, Bow Wow, Ying Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, and more. Go to power98fm.com for more details.
All right, we were actually having this conversation the other day, and it sparked from a conversation that Larry and I were having with random people in the airport while we were in LA.
We was out there getting it in with them. It was like, what? They was already in our mouth in our conversation, so we were like, we might as well bring them on in. Yeah, my come on.
You know, we were talking about the bath towels the other day. What was the question? We were asking
how
often do you switch out your bath towel? But the other thing that came up in the conversation is, do you use the same washcloth for your face and your body? So one washcloth for your face and your body, or do you use multiple washcloths for multiple parts of your body?
Now, let me be completely transparent. On good months, yes, I use two. Now, some months, I'd be like, I don't feel like fooling with it. But my wife uses two. So
really?
I picked up the habit from her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I use one.
You use one?
I use one for everything. However, I do also have a special instrument that I use on my face.
You got a loofah?
No, I use it. It's like a... It's like a massager. It's scrubs and things.
Electric
brush. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I use that on my face.
That's why you be glowing in the morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Okay. Yes, sis. Okay.
You're so silly.
But yes. Okay. So I use the same washcloth, but I also, in addition to the same washcloth, I use my electric brush on my face.
Nah, hell no, I don't use a washcloth for my face.
What do you use for your face?
An exfoliating type of soap. Mm-hmm. It has the
grit in it.
Yeah, it's gritty.
So what you do? You take it and put it on your hands?
I put it in my hands, and I use my hands.
You rub it on your face?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get done, right, what do you use to wipe off the water and the excess soap?
A towel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is it the same towel that you use to dry off your body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I rinse off with my hands. I rinse off with just water. Rinse the soap off my face with water. And then I dry it off with the towel. Mm.
Okay.
All right. #MHQFTD. Yes. Madhouse question of the day. How do they tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages. @HeyMissJessica. @IAmNoLimitLarry, @IAmBurpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. I didn't know two washcloths were a thing. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, because people don't like to wipe their booty with the same washcloth that they wash their face. Ugh.
I mean.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
Y'all know this. Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
621 here in the Queen City. Burp, I got an update for you.
About what?
Remember earlier this week during the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie, I was telling you all about the school that Disney sued for showing The Lion King at the PTA?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you missed the story, Emerson Elementary School was showing The Lion King, the reboot, at a PTA night as a fundraiser for the school. Somebody snitched on them to Disney, and Disney sent them a bill for $250.
Mm.
Well, Disney CEO has stepped up, issuing an apology to the school and saying, hey, we did not mean to send y'all that bill. That was wrong of us. And he says, I will personally donate to their fundraising initiative.
That's dope.
That's all right.
Yeah, he said, that ain't what Disney's about.
That's good.
I ain't mad at that.
I said it. They don't need no money.
No.
Disney don't need no money.
Come on, man.
I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all.
I wonder, did they tell the Yin Yang Twins the same thing when they sued them for using their song?
Now, the Yin Yang Twins is something different.
Why the hell you bring the Yin Yang Twins?
Because Disney sued the Yin Yang Twins.
Into this damn conversation.
Because it's about Disney suing.
This was a fundraiser for the PTA, which, by the way, made
$800. Oh, okay.
They made $800 for that. Right.
What was the goal?
It doesn't say what the goal was.
Okay. $800
for a PTA fundraiser? That's great.
That is a lot.
That's great.
Yeah,
they got money.
How much were they charging?
Come over here and talk to some of these booster clubs around Charlotte. Help out over here. So that is your update. Disney says, no, we're not going to charge y'all, and I'm going to personally donate to this fund.
Well, now they got triple the money, because I know Disney cut them a good check.
We'll see.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
I'm just getting that Shadozy David news quick. Don't you cut me off, Larry.
I'm just saying, I thought you was done.
I ended when I say my name.
Why, it's Quickie.
Is that
the name of the song?
That was the longest. Okay. Let's throw it back. Y'all know the Millennium Tour is on the way. This guy's on the Millennium Tour. We're going to take it back to what year, Burpee? 2007.
Don't play with me. 2007, boy.
It's Big Draco.
Them Jim Jams,
AKA
boy.
AKA Drake.
Stop playing with me.
Drake. Big Draco, one of Jessica's favorite, but.
Everybody move out my way.
But the cheerleader squad in the building, they picked this one out.
Everybody move out my way.
Soulja Boy, shoot out. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, this
Shawty
your boy, Soulja Boy, shout
out. Get lit one time.
I got a new dance for y'all. You got to do the pool with Pally, then you take your arm and ride.
It's Cheerleader Friday with Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
That's right. It is a Cheerleader Friday live in the Madhouse, and we have the squad from Clinton College. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. We support all cheerleader squads. Y'all ready, ladies?
Yeah!
All right. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98 FM. Let's go.
We turn it out. We are the best. There is no doubt. Cause every time we come in this place, we're H-I-Y-P-P-E. Hype is what you need to be. Get high.
High.
Do it. Do it. G-E-T-U-P. Get up. Up. So. So. G-E-T-U-P. And move.
Move.
To the Clinton B. 2, 3.
It's Cheerleader Friday with
Nolan and
Larry in the Morning
Madhouse. Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for New Year, Bob and R.B. Coming up, man, we got Clinton College in the building. They're going to be doing some more cheers for us. DJ Mustard, Roddy Rich, we balling right now. 650 is Power 98, Charlotte's Plug.
Friday with Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
All right, we are back in it. It is a Cheerleader Friday on the Morning Madhouse. You want to check out the ladies from Clinton College? Woo! You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98 FM. Y'all ready? All right, let's go.
Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop.
Friday with Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Baby girl, you need to back up.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. How today at the Queen City is going to be right near 49. The wind is finally moving out. The rain is moving out. It's going to be 49. And if you're looking to go out tomorrow, it's going to be cold. Tomorrow's high is sunshine, but about 45 degrees for your high tomorrow. And they're calling for some late night rain tomorrow night if you're going out to the club tomorrow night. So be careful. And we got a traffic update because we just got alerted that your president, Donald Trump, will be heading to Charlotte. So if you're going to be in the downtown area, if you don't have to be down there, because the traffic is going to be crazy. You know, they're going to close roads down to get them to the downtown and uptown area. So exits will be closed off. So traffic is going to be crazy. Already crazy with the flooding, power lines down, and trees down. But President Trump is also coming today.
That's going to be going down between 9:30 and 12:30 this morning. Yeah. So, be wary, along with the weather and then all of that traffic. You just want to go ahead and avoid being on the road all
day. I mean, if you got a day off today, you might want
to. Yeah, just stay at home.
I'm good. No, I'm using PTO. You use early PTO.
Netflix today. And chill.
Yeah, all day.
Fire sticking. Never mind.
Yeah, that's it right there. Fire sticking, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I just got a question. Did I rap put a...
I'm not participating in this conversation at all with you. Nope.
I just saw it in the news. Does it still stand? You get $80 million.
For what?
Huh? All right, man. We got Clinton College in the building. They want to introduce themselves.
George Lopez. Donald Trump and Charlotte today.
Miss Jessica, the girl next door, has absolutely nothing to do with this conversation.
I'm just asking the question. I didn't
asking
know.
The Burpee. He want to participate with
Burpee,
you.
Huh?
Do they still got... Does it still
I don't
stand?
Know. I don't really fool with Iran like that. But George Lopez. Just so y'all can talk. That's it. Talk to him.
Yeah, they said they wanted to talk to George Lopez.
Yeah, just have a conversation.
I'm just asking. All right, let's meet these ladies from Clinton College. How y'all doing, ladies? Good. Go ahead.
I could go? Oh. What's up? It's your girl, Najee.
Hold up. No, you didn't do the smack. No, you didn't. Hold up. No, you didn't do that smack. You got to redo that.
Lip pop.
No, you got to redo that. You got to redo
lip
that.
Lip pop.
Not on
that's
this
one of the
thing.
Best lip pops I have heard.
I didn't say she didn't pull it off, but she's not going to come up here with
this. Perfect time.
Yeah, not today.
Do it again, sis. Do it again, sis.
No, sis.
Do it again, sis.
No, sis. No, sis.
Yo, it's your girl, Najee. I'm from Chester, Pennsylvania, 8th Street, and I'm a freshman at Clinton College.
Go to my name.
Come on.
Come on, yo, God. I'm too nervous.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Madison. I'm from COT. My major is early childhood education, and my birthday is on Valentine's Day.
Take that gum out your mouth. I'm about to get y'all some speech training classes.
Hello, it's Jatoya. I'm from Chester, Pennsylvania. I'm a sophomore at Clinton College, and my major is business.
Hello, my name is Kiasha. I'm from Winsboro, South Carolina. I'm a sophomore at Clinton College, and my major is natural science.
Hey, y'all. It's Tiny, and I'm from Little Lake City, and my major is early childhood.
What Little Lake City at? What is it? South Carolina. Oh, South Carolina. Okay.
So. Hey, it's your girl, Diamond Sierra.
All right, Diamond. For real. For real. Gang, gang.
I'm a freshman at Clinton College.
Mm-hmm.
And my major is business administration.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, now.
That's it?
No, we got one more.
No.
I'm Lanaya. I'm from Chester, Pennsylvania, 610. I'm a sophomore at Clinton College, and my major is...
You don't know your major?
Okay. Her major is chuckles.
Liberal art.
Okay. My major is lunch.
Hey, we got the coach. Coach
hey,
here.
Come on, coach. I'm through one time, coach.
Hey, y'all. It's Kristen. I'm Coach Henderson for the Clinton College Cheerleaders.
That's where it is. Where you from? Raleigh, okay. And shout out to Coach Blair down there, too. She coaches the girls' basketball team.
Shout out to Coach Blair.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coach Blair.
Thank y'all, ladies, man. We appreciate y'all.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
We're going to let y'all shine. Y'all know how we do it. Charlotte America 570 WPEG. Your mama doing well. Your kids doing well. Shout out to your daddy. Money Bag, yo, Megan Thee Stallion. All that is Power 98. I know that's right. You know who that is, Megan Thee Stallion. Money Bag, yo, all that. 7:04, 4 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Hot today in the Queen City is going to be 49 degrees. Rain is moving out of the area, so that's the good news. Schools, CMS on a two-hour delay. Gaston County on a two-hour delay. Rock Hill Schools on a two-hour delay. Shark, you said CP is closed today.
Central Campus.
Central Campus is closed, so that's downtown campus.
Yes, sir.
So downtown CP is closed today. For your complete closing list, they can go by your Instagram page, right, Ms. Jessica?
Yep, got it up over there at Hey Ms. Jessica.
All right, we're going to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! 570-WPEG. Who you letting shine today? We want to hear you. We want to spread some of that positivity in the negative world. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
Web, body, crib, got it.
Fight the difference, yeah. Me, I'm never
Nolan Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 7:07, 7 minutes out of 7 o'clock. Yeah. We're gonna let y'all shine. Shine is being brought to you by Studio Movie Grill. Join me tomorrow night with my big dog DJ Q1. We're gonna be at the Studio Movie Grill at Doja Crossing. That's 5336 Doja Crossing in Prosperity Village tomorrow night. We got live music in the bar area. We got great food, great drinks, and we got movies. Studio Movie Grill tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Join me and DJ Q1 as we get it lit. All right, your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on. You know we gonna make it.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. Happy fantastic raining Friday. I'm in letting Sean Q shine. It's his birthday. Turn up and I'm letting y'all shine because y'all so great every morning.
Yes,
appreciate
April.
You. Come on through, Jesus.
Hey, April, that's the best you've sounded all week.
Don't do me.
No, it's not April. Don't let him talk to you like that, April.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
I want to let the cheerleader shine today.
The ones that was up here?
Yes.
Hey, somebody letting y'all shine, cheerleaders.
Bow 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I want to let my son Jalil shine this morning. He'll be leaving on Sunday to go to Kansas for the Army. I want to send a prayer out to everyone who's out there in the Army and all the Army moms.
That's my big dog, Jalil. Boy, you do good. And it's Sweet Strawberries. This is Mama. Hey, Jalil, Mama.
Hey, Larry. Answer your phone when he calls you.
Yes, ma'am. I surely will. I surely will.
Answer your phone when he calls you, Larry.
I surely will.
Shine on me.
Big shout out to everybody. Like she said, everybody out there going to the Army, man. All my kids from Charlotte Learning Academy and Legacy Prep, man. Y'all go on, do big things. Shout out to my man Trevor, my man Tremaine, my man Jalil. You know, people always say, how many kids you got? And if you ever taught in the school system, you can never have enough. Ms. Jessica, you know, because all of them become your babies.
All of them are
all
my
of them
babies.
Become your babies. So
they grown out here with babies on their own. They still my babies.
Yeah. So shout out to
about,
him,
can
man.
I call you Jessica? No.
Still Miss Williams and Mr.
Still Miss Williams.
What they call me, Mr. Larry? Mr. Larry. Coming up, man, you know what it is. Ms. Jessica's got to know the neighbor news for you. Your chance to go see Wale. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
Get a real breakfast. Right now, participating IHOP locations in the greater Charlotte area are offering
Saturday at Macy's.
Y'all know what time it is. I got to put y'all up on game. You know what it is. I know you out there. You got your cell phone. You think your cell phone is popping. And it is always popping until you got to go to the elevator and then that call drop. Or you pull in that parking garage and that call drop. Then you find out, hey, my cell phone might not be popping like that. It ain't popping if you don't have a brand new, most powerful signal yet, that 600 megahertz signal from T-Mobile, then your cell phone ain't popping. So come on, man. Come on and get with the popping cell phone, the T-Mobile new 600 megahertz signal. All you got to do is go in any T-Mobile store and say, look, Larry told me I need to get this 600 megahertz signal, the most powerful, most reliable signal out there, only available in 6,600 cities and towns across America, and we got it right here in Charlotte. So come on and join a network that's going farther than ever before. T-Mobile, no signal is more reliable than the 600 megahertz signal. Yeah. Coverage not available in all areas.
With approved credit, call 888-214-1167 or quick.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
720 here in the Queen City, time for your nosy neighbor news. I'm going to go ahead and give you some nosy neighbor news a little bit early. Just got word that CMS schools will be closed. CMS schools will be closed today. That word is about to come down. But you know, the nosy neighbor news are nosy neighbors are always on it. So we're giving that to you first. Exclusive nosy neighbor news. CMS schools are closed today. They are no longer on a 2-hour delay. They are going to be closed. All right. We'll have some other updates. You can follow us on Instagram at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, at Power 98 FM. But CMS schools are no longer on a 2-hour delay today. They are closed. Coming up, I'm going to let you know what your favorite celebrities are doing. Let's see. We're going to talk about Nicki Minaj. She's thinking about going on a Twitter hiatus. It's not working out with her. What's going on with Kobe Bryant and his memorial? Got details about that. And someone is expecting a new bundle of joy. She is pregnant. Who is it?
Burpee.
Okay.
RuPaul.
Okay. Well, find out who it is. I can tell you it's neither one of them. That's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
That's coming up right after the baby is bop here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
You know
what? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, February 7th, being brought to you by the CIAA. Log on to power98fm.com and register for your chance to win the CIAA VIP experience, which includes a hotel stay and passes to the game. Starting off your Nosy Neighbor News by letting you know CMS schools are no longer on a 2-hour delay. They are closed this morning. So if you have a child that's going to a CMS school, there is no school today. School is closed. The world is still mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant. A public memorial has been set for the legendary Los Angeles Laker. His daughter and the 7 other passengers that passed away in a helicopter crash last month. Fans will be able to pay their respect on February 24th at Staples Center. The date 224 is significant because 2 was Gianna's jersey number and 24 was Kobe's. After a Twitter hiatus, Nicki Minaj got back on the social media platform and got into a back and forth with her ex, Meek Mill. Because of that, she is now saying that she is happier when she is not on social media. During an interview, the leader of the Barb said, "Listen, it never fails. Every time I do it, 5 minutes later, I'm like, why did I do that?" So maybe she'll get up off of social media. We'll see. Rich the Kid is being sued by his management company for over $3.5 million, according to Blueprint Artist Management. The lawsuit alleges that the rapper hasn't lived up to the terms of his contract. The management company claims that they've asked him to pay what he owes them, but he has ignored their request. The company wants Rich to pay due to breach of contract. Word is Corinne Steffens is expecting a new bundle of joy with her rumored boyfriend, entrepreneur, and public speaker, Everett Taylor. Now, here's the gotcha. Everett says he ain't the baby daddy. He hopped on IG after the news dropped, saying that Corinne has been threatening to ruin his career with lies and refuses to leave him alone. He also says that she is a trigger to his depression. He has cut off all communication with her, and she is using this as promo for her new book. Erykah Badu has some new fans, has something new.
Erykah Badu. Woo! Yes!
Right. Now what I want all of you all to do is calm down. Let me do the story for the people that haven't heard it.
Defense.
Erykah Badu has something new for her fans. The singer is working on a fragrance called Badu's Cat. It's not cat, but I can't say that. So Badu's Cat.
My grandma called it a Tucci Bell.
Your grandma call it a what?
A Tucci Bell.
That actually is probably a better name than what Erykah Badu is calling it.
What Erykah got to say?
It smells like her vagina. Badu says that it is a tribute to what she calls her superpower. How did she make the fragrance? Well, she cut up her panties, burned them, and then includes the ashes in the scent. She says that she has lots of panties to share because she no longer wears them. Badu's.
Tucci Bell.
P-word. Badu's. No, P-word.
Let me do my story. Y'all calm down. Jesus, grow up.
Erykah Badu's.
Badu's.
Tucci Bell.
Will be available on February 20th through her website, Badu's World Market.
And Adam and Eve. They got a pre-order?
Yeah.
I need a pre-order.
Oh, my goodness.
Who wants Erykah Badu?
Oh.
Woo!
Hold on.
You think men gonna be wearing this?
How they make it? Did they put oil in?
You think men gonna be wearing this shirt?
Is it an oil based or alcohol based?
Oil based. How did you make that?
I don't know.
Does it come in a roller? Is it a spray?
I just want panty ashes.
I don't know, but I want to smell it.
Jesus, are you going to wear it or you just want to smell it?
I want to smell it.
I'm going to Perfume Mania and get a sample.
Happy birthday to Chris Rock. And don't y'all all be out here bottling up your vagina. Happy birthday to Chris Rock and Essence.
Some of y'all don't need to do that news.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that's your nosy neighbor news.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all know what time it is. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad. Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Keffer. That's right. You know what it is. My big dog, Joe Monster Boss, Keffer Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. I'm going to be hanging out there tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 8214 East Independence Boulevard. Come on out there. We got free lunch. We got the Jeep Leap Year Savings event going down. Make sure you come out there and join me, man. I'm going to hang out with my man, Joe Monster Boss, from 11 to 1 at Keffer on East Independence Boulevard. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Let's find out why Larry is mad right now.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad.
All right. Okay. I ain't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So, went to this restaurant last weekend. A lot of y'all love this restaurant. I ain't going to even name the restaurant. I'm going to tell you it's downtown. A lot of y'all love it. A lot of y'all love going in there. I'm going to just go ahead and say I really don't like it. Went out there. First of all, made reservations before we went out there. Why do you make reservations to go to a restaurant, Jessica? Why do you make reservations to go to a restaurant?
So that you won't have to wait.
Burp.
To sound good to your woman.
Sharp.
To reduce wait time, Larry.
Made a reservation. My reservation time. Got there before my reservation time. Didn't get seated until an hour after my reservation. Mm-hmm. An hour after my reservation. Then, while I'm waiting on my reservation, they brought us some wine that tasted like the cheapest wine that they could find. It wasn't even cold. It was hot wine. I can't even get no cold wine while I wait an hour on my reservation. And then the food wasn't even good. So I waited an hour on my reservation. They gave me some cheap wine while I was waiting, and the food wasn't good. All I'm going to say is, a lot of y'all like restaurants because of the decor. A lot of y'all like it because your friends go and y'all go in there and take pictures. But but is it really all that? It ain't all that to me. And like I said, I'm not going to name the restaurant. All I'm going to say is it's downtown and a lot of y'all like it. Because I'm not.
Man. This story fictional if you don't drop the name.
Oh, yeah? I'll drop the name later today. I tell you off the air. I ain't going to say it on the radio.
Scary Larry. I take away from the effect, Larry.
All I'm saying is, if you make a damn reservation, I can see 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But if you make a reservation, can I get seated within some time? That's what the purpose of making a reservation is. I have taken time out of my busy life and my busy schedule to make a reservation to come in here and sit down and partake in the partaking of a meal.
Partake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Come on, Larry.
And now I got to wait a whole hour later?
Talk, Larry.
I might as well just been a walk-in.
It's not our fault that you try to make a reservation at McDonald's.
It wasn't McDonald's. All I'm going to say is
they
a steakhouse.
Don't take them there,
what you fixing, Larry? This could be Wendy's. I mean, I don't know. Nah, where we fixing?
Is it a Wendy's downtown?
This is how Larry's store should have went. I hate all restaurants.
No, because the other restaurants I go to, I make a reservation, I'm seated within 5 minutes. And they don't give me cheap wine.
Your voice change.
The biggest names.
Smash. WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. None of the Larry the Morning Madhouse. Thank you, Incog. Boy, you brought the sun out, boy. It made the wind go down because that wind out there is a fool. And if you haven't heard, CMS don't want to come and get their kids today. Come get y'all kids, CMS. CMS is closed for the day, and they're saying that a lot of other school systems are probably going to follow suit and close for the day as well. But CMS did go ahead and announce that they're closed for the day. They don't want to come and get their kids. And I got to figure out what I'm going to do with these chaps because CMS playing and stuff. Y'all know y'all the 8-hour daycare now. Stop playing.
CMS, Anson County, Chester, Union, Stanley's, Cabarrus, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York County Schools, all of those are now closed. There is an updated list on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. And these schools are closed because a lot of schools do not have power and the bus drivers cannot drive their routes. There are a lot of trees that are down, flooding. It's bad out there. So that's why the schools are closed. It's because bus drivers can't safely put your kids on these buses and get them to their schools. So that's what's going on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And because they started out on a 2-hour delay and then they decided to close at the last minute, a lot of parents are trying to figure out what they're going to do with their kids.
Yeah.
Because a lot of parents already either dropped them off at the before school or either at their destination.
They were on their way to the school.
You know what didn't close? These jobs. You sure got to go to work.
We still got.
So
CMS, come and get y'all kids, man. Stop playing.
Let's get straight into it. Larry, it's Friday. You know, I tried to stay away from this in 2020. I tried to. But we're going to go straight into it. We're going to go straight into it, Larry. I'm going at it today. It's Friday. I might make this a Friday thing, Larry. I'm going at you. It's shots fired. Give me my gun, Jeff.
Pew, pew.
No,
pew,
no. Pew. Give me the big gun.
Boom. Boom.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Cannon.
Give me the chopper. Cannon. Give me the chopper, Jeff.
Brah. Brah.
No.
Brah.
No.
Bah, bah.
No.
I don't think a chopper sounds like that.
Brah. Brah. She is making beats.
Which one would you like?
Okay, well, we get straight into it. All right. So okay. They've been talking. First of all, when you on top.
I want to hit a gun.
When you on top. When you at the top, everybody is aiming for you. No pun intended, but everybody's aiming for you. So they do anything in their power to say whatever. And they said it's another radio station going around here talking junk about us. They saying that we old. They saying that we whack. They saying that the power is off. Well, we don't know what they're saying because we got off 277, so we couldn't hit him no more. Because they ain't got no more wattage. Shots fired, Jeff.
Brah, 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 brah. Pew, pew.
Give me the big
boom,
gun. Give me the big
boom.
Gun.
Boom. Cannon, cannon, cannon. I love the gun.
I'm going to everybody, not just them. Fellas, get off your ass. If you staying with your woman and you ain't doing nothing, you thought these bills was going to pay themselves. They're not paying their bills. And ladies, kick that Negro out of the house. He don't need to be there. It don't matter how good the sex is. It don't matter. Get him out of that house. I'm sick of all y'all. I'm sick of y'all complaining about these dudes. Shots fired.
Pew, pew, pew. Bra-ka-ka, bra-ka-ka. Bra-ka. Boom. Cannon, cannon.
I like the gun.
Cannon.
What
I
is
like
the ka-ka? What is
the bra-ka-ka?
That's the extra. That's that new gun. That's that new gun.
Pew, pew.
Y'all leave me the hell alone. If y'all be sending me these songs and these videos and these links. First of all, if you put a link on your Instagram page in the caption, you can't click on the damn link. Put it in your bio. Your song gotta be registered. It gotta be real before it can get played. We ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm sick of these Fruity Loop beats and all this other shots fired.
Do, 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 do. Braca, braca.
What kind of gun was that?
Cannon, cannon.
Jessica, they're not cannon. Gonna take me serious with your guns like that. Get me out of there, Larry. Get me out of there.
I like the gun. Do the gun one more time.
Boom, boom, braca, braca, braca.
Larry, get me out of there. Get out of there.
And those from every thought. Think about it.
What you thought?
Man, these folks got hit his. No cap.
824 here in the Queen City. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News quickie. Safari has a new artist. He hopped on social media to announce that his wife, Erica Mena, is about to drop her first rap song.
Wow.
He says, my wife's first rap feature is dropping this Saturday at 9 p.m. and it's fire.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to say that.
That's what he said.
His wife joined his trash.
Because if he don't say that, he'll be sleeping on the couch.
Hello?
The two are also celebrating the birth of their baby girl. Now, let's not get it twisted. Safari is gifted in this musical world with making beats
and things
like that and everything. So he might actually be able to do something for Erica. He might, if you got the right producer around you and everything like that, they can make you sound good and make you sound hot. So we'll see what this.
He got a lot of hits.
Exactly.
He got hits.
Exactly.
But Erica Mena, though?
Mm. If you set it up right, it might work.
Hey, Eddie Murphy had a number one song.
Hello?
Hello? Eddie Murphy was already talented at something, though, before he had a number one song.
This is true.
What is Erica Mena's talent?
She go both ways.
We'll see what happens with this. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
When we come back, he's live inside the madhouse. Just dropped a brand new project. Tell him what your name is.
Yeah, it's your boy, 2C, the big step of the well-known flexer.
All right, we come back. We going to drop this interview. It's Power 98.
Power98FM.com.
Log on to our website, Power98FM.com.
Without Black history, there is no America.
There it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We're in here doing it live inside the madhouse, and he's live inside the building. Tell him who in the building, big dog.
Yeah, it's the big step of the well-known flexor, T-O-O-S-I-I. You dig your boy, Tusi here.
Tusi!
Tusi, two-time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's happening?
Why you call yourself
the big? Because y'all got energy. Y'all got energy, you know?
Welcome to the madhouse.
Why you call yourself the big stepper?
You know, everything I do big. Mm-hmm. Big. People think when I say big stepper, it got something to do with, like, you know, street related and stuff. It don't got nothing to do with that. You
mm-hmm.
big.
Mm-hmm.
You just closed out of the house, you a big stepper. You got good grades in school, you a big stepper.
I like
big.
That.
Anything that you doing, you know, big step always. So, you know, I'm a big stepper.
That's where did Tusi come from?
It came from my mom. My mom used to call me Tootabutt. You did?
She call you what?
Tootabutt.
Come on now, you know all Black people man. Got a nickname.
He said what? Like, right. I know you had a nickname. You know?
Ask him what a nickname is. Ask him what a nickname is.
Name was.
Ah, man.
Yeah, let me move this. Was,
tell him, because if you don't, I'm telling it.
Yeah, I'll let you tell it.
Herb.
His nickname Herbie.
Okay, so let me explain it to you.
So, Herbie.
Okay. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Herbie.
I mean, I'm just
you
saying.
Tell him your nickname?
You don't know my nickname.
Ooh, but I do.
You don't.
Okay, I do. I do know it.
You know.
But let me explain. Uh-huh. So my grandmother used to call me Herbie because I used to watch the show y'all probably don't know. Herbie the Love Bug as a kid. So she started calling me Herbie the Love Bug, and it just, Herbie just stuck. So that was my nickname growing up. All my family know me by Herbie.
Okay.
Yeah. So you had a nickname growing up.
Uncle Herbie, Cousin Herbie, Little Herbie, Radio Herbie.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. No Limit Herbie. Let's go.
So, Tootabutt. That's what she got.
She used to call me Tootabutt. And I had football players on my team, you know. They used to try to clown me. So they used to call me Tootsie, and try to be funny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a dude on my team who couldn't pronounce my name. He used to call me Tootsie.
Mm-hmm.
Dig. So I took the name and I ran with it.
That's dope.
And we added the two eyes, you know, because it's a saying that I got that it go like, you need two eyes to see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Just like the two times, you know, two times, that's a way of living. You know how they say when you're sleeping and somebody who working two times as hard as you. Anybody that's around me, you dig, we got to be working two times as hard as the next man. And then we all got the aisle tattoo. Like some sort of aisle on him, you know.
Your crew, all your camp.
Yeah. My homeboy right here, he got the aisle eyes tatted on him with the two times, you dig? Mm-hmm. For knowledge, wisdom, and power. And then two times, that's just the way of living.
That's what's up.
I mean, wow.
I never would have thought of all that. That's dope, bro. Yeah. I like it.
Tootsie in here dropping that thing
dropping
on
that knowledge this morning.
That's dope that you live by that philosophy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And it shows because you out here and you doing it.
Most definitely. Got to.
Yeah.
So you from Raleigh?
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Syracuse, New York, but I live in Raleigh. You know, Raleigh home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I step for both of them.
Okay,
yeah,
so, that's what's up.
Yeah, for sure.
I see the Syracuse represented on the hat a little bit.
Yeah, the orange in it, huh? Yeah, but this say Carolina.
It's that Carolina, S-word. But yeah, I see
S word. Yeah. Got to slide them in there, you know, because they get on me.
If I don't, they get on me.
You know
who you remind me of? You remember DJ that actually went to Smith?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You remind me of, I got a partner named DJ. You remind me of him.
Okay,
like with
you like him? Cool?
No, he's real.
I just gotta make sure.
You were just talking about playing football. So you play football. You play sports growing up.
Yeah, I was nasty in football. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I played slot back. I originally played quarterback. Like I'm talking like I probably could throw like 50, 60 yards flat footed.
Now you know I'm gonna have to get y'all down that field. Okay. We gotta go out there on the field and see. I got to check it.
Man, look, listen. You know, I give you my government after, and you could you know. Look
Google
up my,
you, I yeah, Google you. Okay,
man,
okay.
They're gonna pop up. You dig what I'm saying? But nah, I originally played quarterback, but once I got in high school, they said I was too fast, and on top of me being too fast, I'm only like 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
So they used to try to say I couldn't see over the line, which I couldn't. But like,
I knew where the receivers was at. I'm gonna still get
that ball out there. Yeah. They put me at slot back, you know, and I did what I had to do.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Out there balling out.
I've seen you play basketball. We was on a drip tour with Sporty Oda last year. You definitely can hoop. I appreciate that.
You definitely can hoop. Nah, I'm nasty in baseball too.
Oh, that's dope.
Really?
Yeah. Red lights. He ain't hearing red lights. I said I was the only black kid on the baseball team, so they think I'm not smart.
But you know, a lot of people rap about you. Yeah. We don't know if they did it. So.
Yeah, nah, I was really nice in baseball though. I played center field.
Which one is your favorite out of all of them?
Probably baseball.
Okay.
It's rare that you hear a black person say that because black people don't play baseball like that. Like you said,
I like that bag.
If
you had to pick a sport to go into like professionally, which one would it be? It would be baseball?
Nah, it'd be football.
You love football? I mean, you like to play football.
Yeah. It'd be football.
Yeah,
nah, maybe. I lie. It'd be,
baseball got that biggest bag though.
Yeah, they that had bag not the, nice.
They had not nice. Do stupid it numbers is. In baseball.
Feel what I'm saying? Like, that bag nice. Like I'd be able to take care of my family. You know?
How long you been rapping?
I've been rapping, taking it serious for about 2 years now.
Okay,
like, really?
Rapping, rapping, I've been doing it for like since I was like 15.
And you did the deal with South Coast Marketing. We got big dog Arnold Taylor. He's on the line. Arnold, what's up, big homie?
Yeah, what's up?
How you feeling, man? You all right?
All good. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you this, Arnold, because this young man, he's very deep in here this morning. What did you see in him that said, listen, man, I got to go out and I got to sign this young man?
Well, it wasn't all those stats and sports stats. You know, he's so good in all this football, basketball, baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I think what I saw in him, man, is his maturity level for his age. I mean, you know, 19, just turned 20. But, like, to me, he was real mature. He was real poised. What I really saw in him, though, is how he recorded. You know, I went to the studio with my notepad, and I was ready to tell him how to hit the pocket and make this record this way and that way. And he was pretty much right there with it. It wasn't a lot of tweaking I had to do to his sound. he just kind of like was a natural as far as in the studio. That's hard to find with, you know, with a kid his age. So I was more impressed by how he recorded. He went from, like, you know, battle rapping and rapping in the car to, like, really making songs. So I think I was most impressed by how he matured, how mature he was off, you know, off album, and how he was in the studio putting his records together.
That's dope. So you battle rap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to hang out, big dog. We got to hang out.
You know, I'm from New York. And growing up, you know, my brother used to watch, like, Smack URL, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. Like, all that. I grew up on that. So, like, yeah. Like,
well, let's drop the single Red Light. So, tell them how this came about. Like, what did you go through to make this song, and what's the song about?
Man, Red Lights was just another song. And it, you know, I was in the kitchen one day. And, I mean, like, caught a vision, and we ran with it, you know, so.
Red Light, Tusi live inside the building. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Hey, Chain, that's 100 points.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug, Tusi live inside the madhouse. That's that Red Light. Album dropped today. What's the name of the album, big dog?
The name of the album is Platinum Heart on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, you know, everywhere, just everywhere.
We're coming back with more with Tusi. It's Power 98, Charlotte's plug.
No limit.
The Fiery Crab, 1020.
The power is always on.
Man, you know I'm undefeated.
It's the plug, baby. Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. I always got your favorite artist in the building. It's a Friday fun day, right, Miss Jessica?
Friday fun day.
Doing it lit inside the madhouse. Who we got in the building?
Tusi.
Tusi.
Tusi two times.
From South Coast Marketing
Jessica
Group.
Jessica likes saying that.
Yeah, she like that.
Tusi. Album out today. What's the name of the album again?
Platinum Heart.
Platinum Heart. So, the album, I've been seeing people talk about the album this morning. A lot of people say they like this song called Painkillers.
Uh-huh.
What is this Painkillers song about?
Painkillers. Really, though.
It's different type of painkillers, though.
Yeah, well, really, you know, it's really about painkillers, you know, any type of drug, you know.
Okay.
In the song, I say, painkillers, one great drug, and I don't need it.
Okay. You know? Let's check it out right now, Tusi. Power 98, Charlotte's plug. Power 98, WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. I like that right there. That's a big thing.
That was hard right there.
I've seen everybody, you know, downloaded the album last night, and you know how they download the album at night, then they start posting the songs they like. Uh-huh. That's been one of the top ones that everybody said they
most
like.
Most definitely. It's a few of them. Definitely a few of them.
What is your favorite on the album?
Mercedes. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Is that your favorite kind of car?
Nah.
No,
the song about a girl.
Oh, okay.
The song give me like a Lil Wayne How to Love vibe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We might have to drop that one this morning, too. Yeah, so, you signed the South Coast Marketing Group, uh-huh. and we was talking to Arnold earlier about it, and what he saw in you. What did you see in South Coast Marketing Group to make you want to go to that label?
It just felt like a family. You know, and that's something that I'm big on. I'm big on family. It's never about, you know, when it comes to that business, it's about that paperwork. It's about, but at the same time, like, I know with them, they definitely got my best interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And being that I'm with a label like such, when it's time to go to a major label, the major label got to treat me just like what they treat me, or I ain't signing. Like, I already done told Big Bro, like, if they ain't gonna treat me like what y'all treat me like,
mm-hmm.
you might as well tell them they good. I don't care how much they offering.
Yeah,
no mm-hmm. cap, because I ain't never care about money. Like, money nice, but like I ain't never been that type that was money hungry. Mm-hmm. You know?
What did you said? We heard from Arnold, and Arnold says what he sees in you.
Sure.
We heard from you, and you say what you saw in South Coast.
Uh-huh.
But what was it that you were doing?
Yeah.
To be recognized, because we got a lot of local artists that are listening, that, huh? And you know they're like, I want to get put on and everything like that. What were you doing that sets you apart and makes you stand out?
Well, what I did personally, you know, because what may work for me might not work for the next mm-hmm. person, but what I did personally that I feel like may work for almost everybody is stay consistent. Mm-hmm. I literally dropped like 8 songs in a matter of a month. You know, mm-hmm. with 8 videos.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, no money. I don't got no money. Like, this straight off the humbug. My cameraman just rock with me. You dig what I'm saying? I don't mm-hmm. got no money. Like, you know, I'm hitting my cameraman every week. Like, look, bro, let's shoot. Like, you dig? Like, we got to put these songs out. I think I put out the song 40, and it did, like, crazy. It went crazy. I put out 40, it went crazy. And then I put out a song called Turmoil. And in the song Turmoil, I mentioned, like, a lot of people's names. Like, I mentioned, like, my ex-girlfriend name. I mentioned, like, my new girlfriend name. I mentioned, like, my ex-ex name. I mentioned my homeboy. Like, I was mentioning everybody's name. And, like, that's like, yo, like, he bold for this one. Dropped another one and another one and another one. And I just kept going.
You know? And that's what I tell people, too. Like, you can't. Music game ain't you go drop a song and then you wait 2 weeks. You got to constantly be working. And we was actually talking about that this morning. Me and you was talking about, you know, how much work it is. Like, yeah, people think you get a song on the radio and that's it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, what I'm doing now, what I'm doing now, a lot of young dudes won't do. You dig? Like, a lot of young dudes feel like they too good to go to these radio stations. Mm. Man, bro, we ain't had no sleep. No sleep. Like, we been at radio. We done came from Raleigh to South Carolina, from South Carolina to, I think we did like six radio stations yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We about to go do like, what, six more today probably, you know. Next day we gonna go hit some more, then some more. Like, a lot of young dudes don't want to do that because, one, they don't got the work ethic. And on top of them not having the work ethic, they feel like they too good for it. Now, knowing that people hear your stuff on the radio, and that'll set you apart from your average local artist.
Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely.
Once people start hearing you on the radio, that's when people start to feel like, okay, like, bro, you somebody, bro. Like, why I keep hearing you on this radio? Like, me hearing myself on the radio for the first time made me tear up. Okay, you dig? Like, I didn't know it was gonna be played on the radio. That's what made me tear up. You dig what I'm saying? So, I don't know. What we doing now? I feel like a lot of dudes is scared to do this.
And how old are you again?
I'm 20.
Just celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, well, I ain't even celebrate. I don't, man, look, I don't be trying to celebrate either.
Why not?
Man, look, listen, I feel like when I celebrate, like, as soon as I'm celebrating, somebody else out doing something else.
Like, yeah, you just like to work. But you know what? Bro, when you speak, you speak far ahead of your time. Like a 20-year-old, I don't hear a lot of 20-year-old artists talk like that. Or 25-year-old artists speak like you do. So, to me, you're ahead of your time when it comes to the grind and to the work ethic.
Well, definitely.
Now, you came down and you did our block party. You did the show down here. How was that? What was that feeling like being here? Was that your first time performing in such a in an arena like that in Charlotte?
Nah. I was on four tours before that.
Mm.
You know, I was on tour with Baby. Mm. That was his breakout tour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so that tour was crazy.
Right.
Baby tour was really. The reason why I perform the way I perform now is because of dudes like Baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching them, because Arnold to tell you, you know, my first time on tour with Baby, I really didn't. Not that I didn't know how to perform, but I got a whole new energy now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm on stage. I'm crowd surfing. Throwing water. I don't care how. Yo, look, my shirt coming off.
Every
because I be hot. Like, I turn up now. Like, so, you know, shout out to Baby. I've been on four tours, though. You know, I was on tour with Baby. I went on tour with Polo G.
Mm.
And then I went on tour with Summer Walker. Back on tour with Baby.
Mm.
So, like, you know, it's like, it wasn't my first time in a big arena like that, and it definitely won't be my last, but it definitely was a blessing, and it opened my eyes.
Now, at that show, I saw that you got your chain, though.
Yeah.
So that's what happened at that show.
That's the South Coast Market.
You got your South Coast Market. I saw that on King Carter's page.
Honor with my chain that.
So how was that for you?
You got a few chains on, too.
Yeah, I got
you got to explain them all real quick.
Okay, so, this one, you know.
South Coast Marketing.
Yeah. This the South Coast Music Group chain.
Mm-hmm.
I got this the day of the show here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so shout out to y'all, because if it wasn't for the show, I don't know how long I would have been. This one right here is just my 2x piece, you know, the owl.
Mm-hmm.
With the 2x.
That's dope.
Logo.
Yep.
Right there. So, you know, yeah. When I get up, I'm going to make sure the whole gang get this, you know.
Mm.
And everybody got their own symbol, you know.
That's what's up.
Everybody got their own symbol. Whatever symbolized them, they get that with the 2x in it. And then this last one, this is a gift from my DJ. You dig? My DJ, it actually spent.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
But it's a South Coast Music Group. You dig? So mm-hmm. it's like a turntable, mm-hmm. but it was a gift from him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Really for the tour.
That's what's up.
What's your DJ's name?
Johnny, let's go. Okay.
So Johnny, let's go.
Johnny, let's go.
We got more with Tussie. He's live inside the Madhouse. Make sure y'all go download the album Platinum Heart everywhere you get music. Do it right now.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Before we drop this next song, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
We're going to get Tussie to help you out today, man. We're going to get him to help you out on Black Smart 570 WPEG. And Burpin, we've given out my tickets today.
You giving out your tickets?
May 9th. May 9th, I'm performing live.
Stop hitting
live.
The table.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
Let me hit myself then. May 9th, I'm performing live. We back on tour. We doing our thing.
But you're not. You're not.
But you don't hate it. Man, tell them what tickets we getting.
May 9th. No Limit Records is coming here, Charlotte.
Master P, say it right, Master P.
And can I get the rest out? And 3-6 Mafia.
You
they
already know we
okay.
on tour,
all
baby.
Right. All right, go ahead, Larry. Just do it.
May 9th, we back on tour. Master P, 3-6 Mafia. I need everybody to go cop them tickets. You know I'm on that thing. Me and P back together again. I am on that. Exactly. 570 WPG. If you want to go see the tour, though, and if you win on Black Smart, now we are gonna drop this brand new Tuesday. It's what? What's the name of this one?
Mercedes.
And this is about a girl.
Yeah, this is about a girl.
We gonna ask about that after the song. It's probably out of the gate.
Couple months later, Mercedes dancing at the club. And wanna see her happy, and I can see that she with it. Fly mentality, I feel like. Promise to God, you ain't gonna catch me with no other man. She do it.
$100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Pod 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, who
this? This is Lachey.
What up, Lachey?
What's up, y'all?
You know what time it is. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need a hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it out, Ms. Jess.
Name three different types of choirs found in a black church.
Okay, youth choir, women's choir, and men's choir.
All right.
That's pretty good. You
don't
know.
Okay.
What you got for it, Bert?
All right. My question is...
Did
you know that one?
Listen, if she, yo, I hope she know these.
His face was like, wait, whoa.
What are
we playing?
I thought y'all was going to ask about like fruits or like. Come on, give her something easy, man.
What you got for her, baby?
What is the pregame talk when you broke before you go in the grocery store?
With your children.
Don't ask for nothing when we get in here.
That's part of it. It's more to go to it, though.
It's more.
A pregame talk before you go to
go. Yeah, that's part of it. You got part of it.
I can chime in.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Don't ask for nothing when we get in here. We got food at the house.
We got food at the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We'll you going to give it to him?
Yeah, we'll give it to him. Hey, look. I gave that whole NBA hand.
What you got,
do you want to tell her what you got, Larry?
You can tell her. I'm a hype it. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me tell her.
Go ahead.
You're going to see No Limit, baby. Master P going to be in the building.
Yeah.
Mystical going to be in the building.
Yeah.
Me and X going to be in the building.
Mama Mia back.
Larry, come. Sister Shock's
in. Fine ass.
3-6 Mafia going
to
be in the building.
Juicy Jack coming to this thing. We finna shut it down.
All right. Okay.
Oh, my bad.
And Larry's going
to
be there, too.
I'm hosting, obviously. Baby. You know what it is. They can't bring No Limit to the city without me hosting. Let's get it.
It's going down in Bojangles Saturday, May 9th.
May 9th.
You're going to be there. Tell everybody what station.
Get the soldiers.
Shut up, Larry.
Let's go. Okay.
Tell everybody what station.
Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicle.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Man, Tuesday is still live inside the Madhouse. Yeah. Album out right now. It's called Platinum Heart. Make sure you go get it.
For sure.
If you had to tell somebody in 30 seconds why they should go download your album, what would you say to them?
Because if they don't go, download my album, they feet stink.
Your whole foot.
You feel what I'm saying? Don't nobody want for their feet to stink. So if you don't go download my album, check your feet.
Barbie was talking about it earlier on social media. Everyone has been waiting for this.
They have, man.
How did that make you feel?
It feel good. You know, it feel good. I don't really get caught up in the hype, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as my family's straight, as long as I'm straight, you know.
That's what's
I'm
up.
Keep doing what I love.
You got a lot of fans on Twitter that's, I mean, they sound crazy on Twitter.
Instagram be cool, but Twitter be crazy.
Yeah. And we were just talking about Twitter this morning. I was asking them, did they still check their Twitter? Because the Twitter verse is a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like for you to pop on Twitter, you know, for you to pop on Facebook is not no easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah.
When you popping on man, this is something. You know, stuff getting real.
Speaking of social media, one of the things that the culture has tasked me to do is check DMs.
Okay.
So I need your phone.
Go ahead.
Annie.
Uh-oh.
You for real, for real?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. But you got to, I want to see the good ones.
Uh-oh.
The good DMs.
You wanna see the, oh, go ahead.
He came off his quick.
They be hesitant.
He came off his quick.
Because I don't DM people back. I ain't lying.
Oh, okay. You don't DM
but
back.
But they DM you. Well, let's see who in his DMs.
Click my request.
Oh, the ones that you don't follow, but they.
I mean, you could click anything.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, though. You might see nudes, you know.
Some nudes in that? Yeah, click them, Jessica.
No, calm down, Larry.
Huh? I'm trying to see the boy, what's in the boy's phone. Trying to see what's in the boy's phone,
I'm down.
I'm living vicariously through Tootsie. I was a rapper in my former life.
In your former life?
In my former life.
Read some of the messages.
A lot of people are just mentioning him.
Yeah, it's a lot of mentions.
Yeah, find
the ones where they
That's what I'm
shot.
Looking for. I'm
Somebody
looking for it.
Shot in
oh, yeah, yeah, in a request. In a
yeah.
The request.
I got some hard eyes in here.
Nah, go to the request, Jessica.
I'm in the request.
Well, okay. While Jessica's doing that.
Yeah.
we like to go through their DMs.
Yeah, exactly. He came off his real easy. Thank you, Tusa.
Well, while Jessica's looking for that, what made you come up with the album title, Platinum Heart?
Because I feel I got a saying. I say, keep your heart. And basically what that means is always treat me the way you treated me the day you met me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when you met me the first day and you had that, you know, perception of me, keep that perception of me. You know what I'm saying? So the reason I named it Platinum Heart is because even if my music wasn't as good as it was today, we should have already knew that I was somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I always felt like I was a platinum artist even before the music got to where it is today.
That's
the reason why I named it Platinum Heart.
I like it,
so,
man.
So you both like it?
Yeah, I am bowlegged. They talking about me.
Yeah, some of them girls talking about you bowling. Okay. No, you
like
know what that
though.
Mean.
They talking about that.
You know what that mean. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't recognize it. I didn't see it when you walked in. All right. Keep going. I'm just saying. I'm just reading the DM.
So you got this song, your album called Back From The Dead. I've been seeing everybody talk about. What is this song about?
Back From The Dead is really about, you know, a new being reborn. You know, a new life. I'm somewhere else now, and all of a sudden, you know, you just treated me as such, like you need me now. But before, I wasn't, you know, before I wasn't as important.
Okay, let's check it out right now. Back From The Dead off his brand new album, Platinum Heart. Tootsie is powered out of here, Charlotte Plug.
Lost in the head, I need help.
I need help. Tootsie right there. Back From The Dead. I'm out now. Platinum Heart. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Gotta go download it, man. Support Carolina artists. Out of Raleigh by way of Syracuse.
Yeah, for sure.
Represent. And we was talking off the air. I told him, I said, boy, you always fresh.
Yeah.
You always was a fresh dresser like that?
Yeah, you know, because it's I got a saying. I got a whole bunch of
saying. I got a saying.
I just noticed that.
You need to make that an interlude on the album. I got a saying.
For sure, though. I got a saying, though. Well, you dig me and my brother. You look good, you feel good, you play good.
Mm-hmm. Deion Sanders. You
know, for sure. Mm-hmm. So every time I get up, dig, I got to feel good. I got to look good because I want to feel good. And if I feel good, when I'm here with y'all, I'm going to play good. You dig what I'm saying?
What's your guilty pleasure out of, like, is it clothes? Is it jewelry? Is it shoes?
Probably clothes.
Clothes.
Probably clothes. I don't really care about jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really.
But your ice over there, though. You got an icy watch. So. Three icy chains. You don't care about it. Let me go and get that South Coast.
they got one for you.
Yeah, go ahead. You know. Arnold on the phone. He listening. Arnold, where I tell you that, Arnold?
I think I got a bad connection.
Got a bad connection.
I hate him.
Nah, yeah, though. I feel like these trophies, but the clothes, though, like, you know what I mean? Shoes is cool, but you could have a bummy outfit with some nice shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? You could never, like, really go bad with your shoes. You could wear the same shoes 5 times out of the week with a whole new outfit every time, man. Like,
it'd be cool.
Yeah, it'll look good.
What's your favorite shoe? Because, you know, like a lot of guys like J's, Vans, you know, just regular Nike, Air Max, whatever. What's your favorite
Jordans.
Shoe? You like Jordan? What's your favorite Jordan?
I go designer on Jordan. I like Jordan 4s.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Jordan 4s, and I like, I'd probably have to say Jordan 1s.
Outside of this music thing and even the sports thing, because you talked about all the sports that you play, what else you like to do? Like, what are some of your hobbies?
I like to watch movies and eat.
Okay. Yeah.
That's your favorite spot to eat at?
Everywhere. I eat everywhere. But, like, nah, one place I do like to eat, I like the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I like their chicken Alfredo, chicken and shrimp Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
And they bread, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like the black bread at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
I was telling bring me the black bread.
Right there?
Give me the black bread. Man, I call it black bread.
The complimentary bread.
Pumpernickel.
Give me the black bread. I don't want keep the white bread. Bring me the black bread.
I take that home.
Yeah.
And I eat it.
You a big Netflix person, or you like to actually go to the movie theater?
Nah, I don't do movie theaters. I fall asleep in the movie theater.
Really?
Yeah, I watch Netflix.
So they make it real comfortable in the movie theaters now, too.
Yeah.
They got reclining chairs. Yeah.
I watch series and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Like, what kind of series?
Like, You.
You watch You?
Oh, yeah, You that thing. Yeah, I'm hooked.
I watch everything.
I'm hooked. Yeah, You was that thing.
Really, the only thing, I don't go out either. Like, the only thing I really do is record. I sit in front of my TV and watch movies.
That's what's up.
That's all I
do. Are you dating? Because I know the females want to know, are you dating? You got a girl? What's going on?
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm working. You know, I'm focused.
I'm not asking for. Don't look at me like that. I'm asking for the ladies.
He's definitely focused because he ain't responding none of them DMs. So,
that's what's up. That's what's up. You know who else does it? The baby does it the same way. Mm-hmm. Like they work.
Yeah,
I'm about that money. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm trying to catch him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, you got a song on the album called Sky Red.
Yeah,
what's this about?
Sky Red, really about painting the sky red.
Okay,
the op's head.
One of them types of.
Yeah.
Let's check it out from his album.
I feel like we about to turn up.
Tuesday, Sky Red, Charlotte's Plug, Pot 88.
Back, they don't know that I got a few.
That's Tuesday 2 time right there. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Platinum Heart out now. You can download it everywhere you get music. Miss Jessica's got your nosy neighbor recap.
What the hell is going on here?
Hey, nosy neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, February 7th. The world is still mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant. A public memorial has been set for the legendary Los Angeles Laker, his daughter, and the seven other passengers that passed away in the helicopter crash last month. Fans will be able to pay their respect on February 24th at Staples Center. The date 224 is significant because 2 was Gianna's jersey number and then 24 was Kobe's.
That's
so,
dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out a time where, like, the NBA would be off, too, so they could kind of participate. Mm. But this is going to be a memorial for the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Word is Corinne Steffens is expecting a new bundle of joy with her rumored boyfriend, entrepreneur, and public speaker, Everett Taylor. Now, here's the gotcha. Everett says that he is not the baby daddy. He hopped on IG after the news dropped, saying that Corinne has been threatening to ruin his career with lies and refuses to leave him alone. He also says that she is a trigger to his depression. He has cut off all communication with her, and she is using this as promo for her new book.
Wow.
Her other son is like 22.
Ain't that super?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that.
It is. It is. So we'll see what plays out with this one.
Who else said she was crazy?
Everybody.
Oh, Eddie Winslow.
Everybody says it. Yeah. All right. Now listen. When I do this story, I need you all to at least let me get through it.
Okay. Y'all, don't say y'all.
You're right, Bert, because you practiced some self-control today.
No, he
today.
Did not.
Yes, he did.
Hey, you,
I need you to let me at least get through it, Larry.
Go ahead.
All right.
You're going to blame it on me.
Erykah Badu has something new for her fans.
Woo!
I said calm down, Shark.
Lord Jesus.
The singer is working on a fragrance.
Yes.
Have you heard this story, Tusi?
No.
Okay. Ooh. The singer is working on a fragrance called Badu's... cat, P word. Okay. It smells like her vagina. Badu says that it is a tribute to what she calls her superpower. How did she make this fragrance? She cut up her panties, burned them, and include the ashes in the scent. Badu's P word will be available on February 20th through her Badu World Market store.
I just changed my name to Tyrone.
Tusi, are you interested? Now word is Badu, Erykah Badu has special powers over it. Like, she dates these men and it completely changes them. Andre 3000, Common, J Electronica, whatever his name was, it changes. Yeah, it changes them.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, smelling this fragrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be interested in smelling it because
great answer.
I'm a nosy person.
Okay.
Like, I ain't nosy. I'm just black.
Okay.
Okay. You know, you get what I'm saying?
I can understand that. I can agree with that. Okay. So, would you wear this scent?
I'm cool. I you know, I like my YSL Baccarat Rouge.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. The designer.
Yeah.
Okay. Larry?
What?
Would smelling and wearing?
Hey,
well,
I
what is gonna do? What is gonna do for me though? Because the way you said it, act like it'll give you superpowers.
That's what they say about Erykah Badu.
They said Erykah Badu.
When
got
it come
that,
out,
the 20th, February 20th. It's called Badu P word. I can't say the P word.
Look.
I don't know.
Like I said earlier, I go to Perfume Mania and get the little sample on that little cardboard strip. I get a little sample on that, smell it. See what
I'm going to spray it on somebody and smell it.
I don't know if I want my man walking around smelling like Erykah Badu's vagina.
Jessica.